Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, commenting on one of the latest developments in the Ukraine war. So multiple sources have said that troops from the People's Democratic Republic of Korea are no longer fighting because there they were inside the Russian Federation Kursk Oblast mostly, which the Ukrainians seized part of way back on August last year, and a tiny bit into Ukraine. And so they came over a few months ago, supposedly for training exercises. Even the Russian government announced that. Then it was Ukraine and various Western governments confirmed, yeah, actually they moved into frontline positions. They're fighting against the Ukrainians. Now, they obviously, the Ukrainians and Western intelligence agencies, they intercepted all sorts of Russian communication saying the Russians are trying to pass them off as Buryat, this indigenous ethnic minority from the Russian Far East, and their phenotype could be mistaken for that of a Korean. Just like when Soviet troops fought in the Korean War, 1950 to 53, Stalin sent Buryat because their appearance is very similar to that of Koreans and could pretend they weren't actually Soviets. Indeed, there actually are some ethnic Koreans in the Russian Federation who are Russian citizens. That's about 0.1% of the population, because some ethnic Koreans lived across the border towards the Russian Empire. Then Comrade Stalin, in infinite wisdom, decided they shouldn't live close to the border with Korea and move them into Siberia, deep into Kazakhstan, anywhere far away from Korea. But so North Korea was to a large extent a Soviet satellite. Then the Cold War ended and Russia was economically in the doldrums, couldn't throw a lifeline to North Korea. Millions of people starved to death in surely the world's most sadistic tyranny, where there is slavery, and I mean that in an absolutely literal sense, slavery, people in coal mines against their will, laboring without work for starvation rations just to enrich the regime. So that's what communism is. Nothing's more exploitative than that. Anyway, so they've carried on with that Stalinist sort of regime. Russia's moved on to gangster capitalism. But anyway, Russia is one of the few countries that has cordiality with North Korea. Because Russia is short of troops and shells, they've made this deal. And I predicted actually very early in the war that North Korea sent troops to help Russia. Remember, North Korea was one of the only countries, one of five only countries, to vote for the Russian position besides Russia in the United Nations General Assembly vote very early in the Russo-Ukrainian war. So as roughly 10,000 North Korean troops were sent, and by most estimates, there's around 4,000 casualties have been suffered by the North Koreans in just a couple of months. Now that's high, and it's thought that almost half of those are deaths, which is high. You expect, you think it'd be more like a quarter, partly because the medical care is so poor for them, or they're just told just not to surrender, commit suicide if you think you're going to be caught, things like that. And if they can't, if they're going to withdraw, can't take a man with them, well, let's kill him rather than let him fall into their hands and told. And if you get captured by the other side, your family back in North Korea, they're going to one of those slave labor camps. So it's an extremely barbarous regime, just the sort of regime that Putin really likes, would like to impose on the rest of the world, which underscores how vital it is that Ukraine wins. But anyway, why are they pulled out of the front line? Because the casualties are too much. And obviously, Kim Jong-un, like Putin, is not exactly humanitarian. He will throw away the lives of his own people. And why would he give these troops? Partly to solidify the friendship with Russia. Hardly needs to. There's also trading. They think for satellite technology, some of the more advanced missile systems and things like that. So it can threaten countries further and further away, like the United States. Maybe for oil, for food, because people are mostly malnourished in North Korea. But it could be, as I say, the losses are too high. There were rumors that up to 100,000 North Korean troops would be sent. They got something like a million strong army. And that really would be a big boost to Russia. And that really would be worrying, you know, even 100,000. So it could be that the losses are just too high for gaining almost nothing. They've not been trained for this sort of battlefield. Communications are very difficult. Very few of them learn Russian. Russia has very few translators. Interpreters, rather. I don't know, these translation apps don't work that well, that fast, not that accurately. The rigidity of the North Korean army apparently is extreme, is just beyond that of the Russians. So they don't have the adaptability, the flexibility, they're not nimble enough to cope with a very fluid situation. Russia's deprioritized air cover, artillery support, anything like that. They just see them as, you know, runts whose lives are to be thrown away in diversionary attacks. They're just decoys, stopping a bullet on behalf of Putin. Could be that the casualties are too high. It could also be that North Korea feels shortchanged. Pyongyang has been ripped off. You know, Putin will always rip people off who thinks he can get away with it. North Korea, where they're going to go, what they're going to do. So we'll give them the absolute minimum we can and extract the max, and so on. So perhaps that's happening. But obviously, it is very good news for Ukraine if the North Koreans are pulling out rather than more than there. They're still in Russia, but not being completely pulled back. And South Korean intelligence obviously monitoring this very carefully. They managed to get two North Korean prisoners who survived. The two who were captured and died of their wounds very quickly. Because this person could be a mine of information. And all right, a private's not going to know that much that the Republic of Korea doesn't know already. But what's to happen to these luckless men? Be eventually repatriated to North Korea, be horrifically tortured for having surrendered, or be allowed to go free to South Korea. Ukraine wants their own people back, so would happily return this person in so they get Ukrainian prisoners of war to be released by Moscow. That was it. Now, the Russian government hasn't actually said North Koreans are there. It's embarrassing that they should have to rely on them. On the other hand, it's good for Russia. Obviously, it's fewer of their casualties are going to be sustained because the North Koreans are taking the pain for them. And it shows that Russia's not quite friendless, does have a few allies. So if they were to withdraw totally, that will make life a little bit easier for the Ukrainians. I mean, 10,000 troops is not that much in a war in which something like a million troops in total are engaged. But the thing is, it could go up and up. Obviously, Ukraine wants to go down and down. They're already numerically at a bit of a disadvantage. They don't have that much manpower. They really need to husband their forces. They can't afford to be careless with the lives of their troops, unlike the Russians. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.